Blog Talk Radio.
Like giving up, you make the biggest mistake you ever made. Trying to convince yourself she's coming back,
but she won't up out the door.
The truth is she can't put up with you
anymore. And your heart's about to break, cause you're way too late to get her back.
And now she's gone.
And she needs time to get her life right.
Couple of nights and she'll be home, but you're wrong.
She's gone.
Just yeah.
gas up. Highway to hell, better go fast enough. And the man would get to that nigga, you're a global cut. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. CEO, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. CEO, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. CEO, CEO, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. CEO, CEO, let's go.
The engine running, get the tires, get the streets, take you to school. The lesson I be teaching, don't play with me, because I ain't a toy. This league here's for men and son, you just a boy. You with a chip boy, eat your ass for dessert. Spank you like a child turkey, because I know it hurts. Hard head is known to make us all fast. In your situation, put a deal in your cash. How long will you last? I got to laugh at. Done with closed eyes, but you might need a map. Lost in the dust, got the pedal to the metal. Cause your man bubble like Mellow Yellow. I'm a good fella, but I'm known to be a savage. Listen here, Jack, I need the maverick. What I do is crazy, so get your cameras out. Put your money on me, about to take it to the house. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. G-O, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. G-O, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. G-O, G-O, 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 let's go.
I like to surround myself out of real. You gotta fake in your blood. Sit down.
You two good people out here. Fake motherfuckers, they're real. We don't recognize real. Why do you think you gotta be here? What I can do is more often. Rip around, team, I'll probably take them to the talking. How you got them talking? Swag, you got them talking. 360, can't look back to the name of me, helping. You made the top of top. And I do it in the pit. Through the water, take it out. Ain't nobody touching it. Double T on my hood and make you be loving it. SK is a buckshot with the syndicate. Homegrown membership. You should sign up. You need a fake friend deal. Y'all make your mind up. Up 3 7 1. It's all grind up. Y'all got been making it. Gotta keep the grind up. And why you don't have enough. Turn the right blind up. Turn the bottom to the top. Take a watch and climb up. Have the purple and the breezy. You have to keep your fire up. And the lady comes to talk to watch you line up. Line up. You two good people out here. Fake motherfuckers they're real. We go making that real. I think they greed all the beer. You two good people out here. Fake motherfuckers they're real. We go making that real. I think they greed all the alcohol. The beverage is about to get the vodka. The crap is the energy. Straight from the doctor. In this minute. Tommy Roger, keep getting headshot like I was playing soccer. Lightning bolt reactor, shocking as a factor. Fly so high, you can call me pterodactyl. I told low, feel the meaning of the Diablo. Military minded was the camouflage cargo. Ladies at your top cat, bows with the crease team. Doing dirty jobs, you can call my squad the guillotine. Got him feeling laid back, sipping like I'm got the veins. Stepping up to me, want me fair to be as a guillotine. Chromed out road, yeah. Rallying like a soldier, drifting back, like drifting like soldier. Ben, Danny, Robin, Superman, Robin, Spider-Man, Charlie, I ain't the Green Goblin. Whoa, two good people out here. Take motherfuckers, they real. We go making that real. Try to take that green dollar finger. Two good people out here. Take motherfuckers, they real. We gon' make a million. Five, six, $10 million. Up to with the like a white boy. Judging my skin, they probably think it's tight, boy. But a trend doesn't form something like a tight boy. Anybody move to them, think they hear right, boy. Dunking on the donut. You can take the pussy free, rapping on the microphone. Probably just a dinner green. Some boy open up the door, stepping out the room of business. It's my food first. Some man, I'm a
Democracy or whatever you want to put behind it. it's hypocrisy to me to expect that you can just sit back and watch all of this like you watch your favorite movie and so forth, and then when, you know, when it's over, you can just, you know, hit the reset button or rewind. And it's not that way. Life doesn't work that way in the capacity of what I'm trying to say. Right now, you're in a position. If you don't make a choice, it's already been made for you. And the choice that has been made for you is not a choice that you would not want to have to go through. And what's not being told is that you have an alternative. There's something you can turn to. There are people that you can transition to.
What is Sound Exchange? Sound Exchange is a nonprofit performance rights organization. The U.S. Copyright Office created Sound Exchange to collect digital performance royalties. That's the money that recording artists and copyright holders are paid when the sound recordings that they own or helped create are played on some digital services or podcasts on the internet. It works like this. Let's say Billy writes a song and Jane sings it on a recording.
Get up.
And that recording is played on services like satellite radio, internet radio, cable TV music channels, or certain other places. Those services are required to pay royalties. Billy, as the composer or songwriter, signs up with AskMyers CSAC, and they collect them and his publisher. Jane Artist registers with Sound Exchange, which collects money for her and for the recording's copyright owner. Let's say Jane recorded that song for a label, Toboggan Records. Sound Exchange pays 50% of the royalties to the label, the copyright owner of that recording. Sound Exchange also pays 45% directly to Jane and 5% to a fund, which pay backup singers and session players. If Jane is independent and owns her own sound recording copyright, she keeps 95% of the royalties. The folks who stream recordings, like webcasters and satellite radio companies, are called service providers. They supply Sound Exchange with reports of use, listing sound recordings that they've played, and send those in with the money they owe in royalties. Sound Exchange uses the reports of use to determine what Jane, Toboggan Records, and the fund are owed, and send them each a check. If Jane plays with the band, split the royalties between them. Most sound recordings are music, like songs or even symphonies. But Sound Exchange also pays the creators and owners of comedy, spoken word, and any other creative work laid down on a sound recording. But to receive these royalties, artists and sound recording copyright owners must register with Sound Exchange. Registration is fast and free, and the only way Sound Exchange will know where to send the money. Some artists and rights holders don't know they're entitled to these royalties or just haven't submitted the forms. Sound Exchange can only make sure they get paid if they're registered. So support the arts and tell an artist about Sound Exchange. And artists and rights owners, you may already have money waiting for you. Make sure to register so you can get paid when you get played.
Like a fool, with some money on the stand.
A lot of folks who don't know, this is WTDTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. And real talk, you know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff is popping off, man. It's hard to believe that it's been 10 years, you know what I'm saying, since we lost Aaliyah, you know what I'm saying? And, yo, she definitely was an artist that I feel definitely had a lot to give the industry in terms of her music, her insight, her direction. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to play a short clip right now just to kind of just, you know, remember, you know, an artist that will always be remembered through her music.
Beautiful, talented, young, and you're gonna, your career, you're just gonna be get bigger and bigger and bigger.
On the sands of time, know there was something that I left behind. When I leave this world, I leave no regrets. Leave something to remember, so they won't forget I was here.
Actress Aaliyah was killed last night in the Bahamas. Their small Cessna crashed just after takeoff. I'm
tried to call her phone. I'm going to keep calling until I hear her voice. And when I didn't hear her voice, I realized that this is real.
I don't want you to leave us. out of it. I need a sexy girl, a lady in the street with a freak in the sheet. Let's get it.
To national artists that are changing the game. Yo, again, yo, it's been 10 years since the loss of a great one, which is Aaliyah, you know what I'm saying? Real talk for all y'all to remember, you know what I'm saying? She had multiple hits, multiple jobs, you know what I'm saying? Yo, she was a definite influence in the hip-hop community as well, man. Real talk, it is what it is. So, you know, we're going to continue to pay homage to, you know, a star that in my book that definitely, definitely left before our time. But, yo, the music makes you immortal. So, real talk, you know, you will always be here, always and forever. Real talk, I'm going to drop this joint by Aaliyah. It's called If Your Girl Only Knew. Real talk, this is WTDTA Radio. Yo.
Here we go like that.
Like I said before, man, yo, Aaliyah will always and forever be with us, you know what I'm saying? Because one thing about great music, it makes you immortal, man. So, you know what I'm saying? You live on through your music. So, yo, real talk, definitely take heed to what's popping off. This is WTDTA Radio, where we feature these artists doing their thing, the whole nine yards. It is what it is. I am your host, J-Dawg. And this is where they do that at radio. Real talk, I'm going to go to the request lines. I'm going to see what's up. I'm going to see what's happening. And to see where you're doing it. You already know what it is. Press one on the dial. Definitely want to get in here and see what's up, see what's happening, man. Yo, caller, last four digits of your number is 5610. We have a little over 28,122 listeners live, 22 million in the queue doing what they do. Who we got checking in on WTDTA Radio?
Yo, what's up, Hey, what's going on, J-Dog? It's your boy Legion.
What's up? What's good with you, man?
Nothing, man. Just working on more content, chilling out, finishing up some last-minute touches. Just ready to get everything going.
Now, what's up? Now, what's up? Hey, man, a man that perseveres, man, is a man that wins the marathon, man. That's what's up. That's what's happening, man. You know what I'm saying? Now, I know you remember back in the day when Aaliyah had everybody jumping off and popping off, man. I know you remember that whole era, man. Just an artist that had a chance to kind of grow up into all of that and kind of see, you know, the legacy that she made and pretty much the mark and the impression she made on all of us, man. Just, you know, just kind of elaborate on that for just a second, you know, the type of mark that or impression Aaliyah, from your perspective, made on the entire game, man.
Oh man, that's Aaliyah, Timbaland, like as well as Missy and Tim, like they were able to create their own sound. You know, it's like they've been a group way before, you know, the public eye seen them. So for them to be able to establish that type of comfort zone with each other, it just made it just golden for her, like. You know, so when she came into the game, she literally changed the game, you know, from the inside out, from every move, every step she made, you know, the songs she was able to create with Missy and Tim, the performances, you know, it's just, you know, we need more artists like that. It's just like that diamond in the rough.
That's right. That's right.
She was
Definitely.
My, I had a crush on her.
Oh, man, you wasn't the only one, man. You was not the only one, man. But say something, man. You know, she definitely made her mark and definitely made a lasting impression on all of us through her music and just her personality and just a lot of different things that she did. And it's great, you know, when you sit back and remember and think about the fact that, you know, she had a lot of influence. She had a lot of things that she could have done, but the direction that she chose and how she really, you know, stepped into our own, you know, in a short period of time from the public standpoint was just a great thing to watch. So it really makes you put everything in its proper perspective now. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's kind of like, and I don't want to step on any Beyonce toes or Destiny Child's toes, but I would say this, you know, I think had Aaliyah still been around, it would have probably been a little bit different than what we have right now, you know, because she was on the verge of really doing some detrimental things in the industry, you know, making a debut as an actress, making a debut as a songwriter, as well as an excellent performer, and you know, just a lot of things. So you just have to take heed to. It just seems like a lot of times that when artists are at the peak of greatness, they're just at the epitome of the game. It's you know, a tragedy, you know, seems to follow sometimes. So it just makes you just really think and appreciate, you know, the time that we do have with these artists sharing, you know, with the world, their vision. So, man, that's just real. You know what I'm saying? That's real. But definitely, yo, like I say, homie, you wasn't the only one that had crushes on Aaliyah, man. Yo, my brother was a huge Aaliyah fan. I was as well. And still am to this day. You know, so again, man, I remember, you know, a lot of folks were saying a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? Yo, she was definitely a looker. Like, you can definitely say that, man. You know, she definitely just had that ambiance, man, that just, that whole package that really just was the ticket, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it is what it is. But definitely, man, you know what I'm saying? So in between the rotation tonight, we're going to definitely be reminding you of, you know what I'm saying, you know, a lot of the great work that she actually did, a lot of collaborations that she definitely worked with. So, you know, you're going to definitely make sure you definitely enjoy that. I got a lot of Legion and Legend fans that's on the air tonight. So just, you know, a couple of words of encouragement, a couple of things you want to drop on your fans while I got you locked in right quick, man.
Man, I appreciate everybody that's listening, tuning in, and appreciating the music. Y'all liking the music. Like I said, like J-Dog also say, you know, if you liking what you hear now, you know, you're going to love what's next to come. I'm currently working on, like, 5 different projects right now. I just finished writing up a book, and I'm going to be working on finishing the second one. And I just got, like, this new idea. But it's this little script, so I'm going to try to piece together a little movie or a short film and try to shop that around and see how it goes. So just expect a whole lot from me, man. I'm a hard worker.
There you go, real talk. You're hearing it live. My man, Legion Legend, letting you know he definitely got more to come. I'm going to hit you with a brand new joint from my girl, Matt Bronson. You know what I'm saying? We debuted her on the Listening Lounge. My girl, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, she's performing over the Labor Day weekend. You know what I'm saying? You want more details, definitely get at my girl, E-Dub, out there. Yo, she's doing her thing. Real talk, it is what it is. I got my man, Daryl, out there. I think he's at a Jagged Edge concert right now, locking some folks in. Real talk, it is what it is. So, real talk, man, y'all know what y'all got to do. You got to be locked in to the urban experience like never before. Well, we are definitely taking you on a ride on the wild.
All she wrote, all she wrote, all she wrote. over with this all. Tonight it's over with that thought you wrote. You know they say it's time is money. I'm a hustler, go get her regardless. I won't drop them. And I do it for my kids, my family, so we even run. Get it fucked up and they gon' make me take it to the street life. I'm going through hard times. My life is burning like a candle. And the Bible say that God will put you with it. You can't handle it. Say the word can hear me. I think the world fear me. My vision kind of blear, but I can see them seeing clearly. Coach put me in the game. Fuck waters, it's clutch time. Squad over the spellbound. I'm hooked up. What's up now? Racing and pacing myself. Look, I'm staying humble. I don't care what you call me because my money blowing bundles. They knew when they saw me and they were thinking less of me. They knew when they heard me that I was hot in Texas. See, I ain't talking hot sauce, but whenever it pop off, I hope I don't get knocked off because they know I'm not soft. So let me get my rock off.
I don't really care what you call me. As long as you don't call me, bro. I bet they knew as soon as they saw me. Your night is over with that song, she wrote. Streets might close Chicago. They mentioned you was in it all before. But still, I'm all I know tomorrow.
I like the common denominator, this ain't a sport. Wrong, cause I'm pushing the limits from what you talk for. Pounds like the Tivo when you see the bald eagle with his talons all around me. And I'm smiling at the people, see you balling back car. Well, nine of all the assets, so many back royalties I ain't cashed yet. Dollars in the euros turn euros in the dealers. Buy some land and the debt of you like, what the fuck he building? And they say it's how she wrote. But I'm reading her hippocrafor more popular than Pharaoh and the arrow and the Achilles. Necessarily, you see me as a man and not a myth. But my words are forever legendary. I exist. I'm higher than your holy empire. I am sick. I'm 3730, aiming to it. I don't miss. I am doing it because everybody ruined it, pursuing it. I give it all away and walk the circle like I ain't worried about the fucking money.
Yeah, I don't really care what you call me. You can't even call me Tom. You can go through if they saw me. Never mean to get the privilege to know. I'm home like a desperado. Now I'm never know where I'm gonna go. Cause I'm all in the till of tomorrow. Until it's over and it's all she's on.
So you're saying this year is dope, Chris? Yeah, this whole year is dope. This whole shit, I mean, we're living in history right now. Straight up and down, man. It's a great time. But don't think for 1 minute the revolution is over, because it's not. This is just one little milestone.
That's the truth. I got my man Hakeem in the building, Jay Wilder. What up, man? How you doing, Chuck D, the building, Jay? I'm very strong, okay? Go on, Chuck, go somewhere. Listen. We're going to go real high on this one. Anytime you ready, I'm ready. Look, democracy only happened one time in European history. Now keep this in mind. It was practiced in Athens overseas in 508 B.C. by Cleisthenes. Citizens would get together on a hillside and decide how and if they was going to ride. But in 322 B.C., here's what happened. Alexander of Macedon conquered Athens. And that was the end of democracy, when the people had a say in their societies. Today, we got to get more knowledge and learn about the function of the Electoral College. We're talking about we gotta save the economy, but that kind of system is beside and behind me. Really? You look at you a president. When you are a citizen, no matter if you're resident, the president can't do nothing with the banks. That's for the Federal Reserve Bank. You're asking the president for the economy when it's the Federal Reserve Bank that runs society. We gotta ask the right people the right questions. Make sure you don't get caught up in the wrong direction. KRS got knowledge. I don't need hope.
We still don't have a black president. You know,
talk about
we have an African American president. What's the difference? Well, the difference is if you say he's a black president, you disrespect his mother. Yeah, man, he's African American. He's not black.
And let me ask you, the role hip-hop can play moving forward. What role do you see hip-hop playing moving forward?
With
this whole situation?
Nothing.
Do you want it to play a role?
I don't even care. It don't even matter. Hip-hop is in its own world, its own dimension. We're not interested in one country. We My parents would have killed for this day. To see an African American actually enter the office. That's brilliant. But stop calling him a black president because he disrespected his own.
I'm going to handle for you. Listen. I was just now off the block. I jumped in the cab and came right to the spot. Me and you was over there. We said, Chuck B is right over here. So you know we had to go from here to there. But I'm going to take y'all way out of here. Lyric, spiritual. Here's the metaphysical. Get the lyrical. I'm hearing you. Me is only one here. But there's another me standing over there. This me right now is in the physical. But there's another me that's more metaphysical. That's me at a quarter to three. The invisible me on my BED. You see, back at the hotel at about 3 o'clock, I'll be sitting on my bed like that. And I'll be visualizing this whole place. But right now, you see in my physical face, this is me at about 10 o'clock. But there'll be another me at about 3 o'clock. The 3 o'clock me is invisible, watching me at 10 o'clock speak a lyrical. There's two of me, but you can only see one of me unless you're in love with me. Because when you see the love, then you can see the 3 o'clock me floating up above. And at 3 o'clock, if you want to see, watch the tide and you can come and float with me. Over BED, visualizing Hakeem Chuck D. Y'all want to win this? KRS-One. Y'all want to win this?
I woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning. I'm just tired of all this shit.
Demo, never hit the phone call.
Why you not on BET? Everybody asking me, like, this shit is up to me. I done put it this way. Trying to write songs about it. Everybody get my picture bright. Trying to doubt me.
Babylon, I run from the Babylon.
Team,
one for the money, man. See them can't stop me. I run from the Babylon.
Police say that them run the street, and the group we a grip on the eat. So me got to track me want to eat. See me out to the bread on the street. Yeah, man, I'm gonna see we done this up. Be honest, that was just the core of DJ Shots. Go for the love. Kill them with their shabba cranking cord, boom boom flyer. She up in her thing like fight. She wind it up in black tie. She can't keep her hand off of me. Free teeth if she want fuck off of me. She want fuck off of me. Give it to me. She want hop off of me. Yeah man, put a thing for Rufus. Get more all of the guys that want them. What's all of the guys that want them? This is what they'll say. It's not doing the core. I'm shabba no more of the high. You know what I'm saying? Me want it, me get this, me need it. Yeah, see this something me really weed it. Munch me hungry food, me need it. Need a brother, me weed be bun. Me a bun out alone. Need a brother, my weed be bun. Need a brother.
Yeah man, you don't know so we need weed and brother. You see me and say, we should not talk about who knows there's no bomb bomb. No, I understand. All of me need is everything I say. We love our poor and need a shout.
I started with the gun, we burn Babylon. Shot fire, black black are you damn liar. My assire hanging niggas on a wire. Cock up in your girl, leaving it on fire. Rocking the zone, she calling me Cobain. The conscience with one, no cocaine. Weed in the morning, weed in the night. Fucking in the car, she riding like a bike. I'm gone. Fuck Babylon, I swing just the bomb, I'm gone. Fuck Babylon, nigga, I'm heavy, you ain't ready for the shit I'm on. Spirit of a lion, every day I'm dying, I ain't lying. Motherfuckers playing with a giant. I'm trying to make my money tall. Yo, watch how I get at y'all.
Yeah, man, we're making the noise, so when we get rich, we're not switching up. We're there to tell them we're just fucking ourselves. All of the bad mind people, them just fucking ourselves. All of the gallery, I watch the pocket. Tell
let me go. Yeah, man, I'm fine with the joke. Yeah, man, I'm so in the end. I know how long the DJ shows over there. Don't know that is the entertainment you see. Yeah, I just feel like Bumbo, man, see me up around. I'm being a blood clot, bad man, come from me, father, come from me now. I want to get.
It's your boy Jay Paul. Atlanta, I see y'all, man. Where we at? Okay. Call me Mr. Jay Paul. Listen, I can make your head pop. Game on, man, it's like I'm playing out the Xbox. Whip game, 4-360 to make your head pop. Going so hard, my brothers are juicy. Cause I'm tight in the booth, that's a butt do. See me in the lot with a German engineer coat. Body the modesty, maybe Mr. Ferrari. Know what's on me when I ping. Long songs to Hong Kong. Long arms tucked underneath the John John. Keep the guy to keep his mic on. Dawn very on the four shots of dawn. The rock red berry is necessary to ball. I like the way you move on my transition, go off. Roll 50s and 80s, I'm clam baking the car. And when the day come, my shit is eating them all. Just in the nick of time, tell me.
I don't really have a black anymore. So, I guess I'm not going to do
it. Daddy, I just wait with my mind. I'm lyrically fitted. I discovered I'm a god. What's subliminally living, yo? Now I'm feeling powerful, feeling unrestricted, moving like a metro. Yes, I'm limited, limitless, universal. Born as a hustler, needed no rehearsal. Break the game in, lock time and money on time, like the uterus aligned it. Crown, my definition of it is to have the breath of fuck to never truly live. To have a given heart the broken can't give. To live like a saint in the devil still in hell. No, see, I'm about mine. Scope the game like Angelina, military spy. The failure of crime, if you never try. But on the side, knowledge is the ultimate crime.
Love where you from, come on, put your hands on the floor. Let your head outside, let your head.
person in my family that do music, so like they all depending on me, but nah, no musical background, just a lot of influences, you know what I mean? I remember I made a tape, you know how like everybody had a karaoke machine, make karaoke tapes, and paste myself on top of the karaoke tape. So I got serious about 12, got in the studio about 13, 14, so like that was how I really faced and, you know, letting people know I was serious, but I was like 12 years old, 11 years old. So, you know, once I really got a studio and all that, I linked up with somebody else, go by the name of Narcus, Boat and all that. So we did a group. We did a group thing. That's how I learned how to write 16, the hook. You know, I learned how to make a real song. Put the mic that people is watching, niggas is plotting, 17 shots get shot, this how it is, let me get into the shit, get up on the microphone, show you how I really get down, blow, blow, lay 17 niggas down. Pretty much where I belong, where I'm always at, sleep here, to eat here. Leave out, come back here. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people rap, man. A lot of people rap, sing, dance, everything. They do it part-time, you know what I'm saying? Like they make a song and then let everybody hear it, put it on Facebook and YouTube, and then you don't hear them more about them. I'm out, man. I'm here. I'm either here or somewhere doing something to make something happen. Get some music. That was like in the third grade. Like, I had to do this talent show, and I was real scared to do the talent show. But I had always been rapping like the whole time. I was just running rap. So the talent show comes like in the last 2 weeks of the school year. So I do it, and I win it, and I still got the trophy for the talent show. So, like, that feeling on the stage to me was like the best feeling I've had in my life. It's better than getting in the swimming pool after you're hot. It's better than drinking water when you're thirsty. It was like the best place for me to be. I knew I was supposed to be there. I won. And, you know, that was the first time I did it, and that's where I feel the most comfortable at. You know what I mean? So that's when I'm third grade. I don't just say I'm the hottest free agent because of rap music. I'm not the hottest free agent as a package, man, because I've been doing it so long, man, that, you know what I mean, pretty much I get around other rappers probably with way more money than me, man, and they're looking at me like, this guy here just might do something real, real crazy. You know what I'm saying? He might just take over something crazy. So it's true. I'm done, man. It's all about timing, man. You know what I mean? So I ain't in no rush to do something because I know what's coming. You know what I mean? So I got Wayne on it, not Lil Wayne, Akon, T-Pain, you know, a couple other people, man. You know, I ain't trying to name drop, you know, like, make me seem like I'm bigger than what I am to be, because every feature I get is still a blessing. Like, I'm still looking myself as good. You know, I'm under the cargo of the world, too. Like, that's so, like, everything is a blessing to me, you know. I got them on the joint, the records came out hot, and, like, you know, I got in different situations with just being around the right places, man, and being, you know, grinding and standing on your grind. So it came out hot. The records speak for themselves, you know, but, you know, I ain't even calling it a mixtape. So I don't even say, yo, white big mixtape is not even just a promo sample to show you how I get mine. You know what I'm saying? So I got 200 more songs. So, you know, it is what it is. Motivation, man. What motivates me, man, is like, there's a few things. Like, first, like, it's a good feeling to write something that you really mean. Like, I got quality records and stuff, too, but, like, if I really write a real record how I really feel, they always get the best response. So it's like, that's kind of motivation. If you give somebody a speech and they really feel you, and when you get finished speaking, they come up to you and say, hey, man, that really hit my heart, or that really made me feel some kind of way, then that's motivation in itself. You know what I'm saying? So it's, motivation is picking up my cell phone and seeing my kids on my phone. And motivation is like knowing that I got a whole city of people that has never been places I've been or seen things I've seen. So I want to provide outlets for people to see the world, to not just be born right here and then die three streets away and never see nothing. You know what I'm saying? And so if I could just help a few people, but I know when I'm doing it somewhat. You know? So that's my motivation. I got people waiting for me. You know? True supporters is, I'm an underdog, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm an underdog because I haven't really been over to do things that I don't think is right. So I'm an underdog in that sense. So my supporters is when people listen to real music, like, they like my first stuff and all that stuff too. But I'm going to get you with the Mike Dean, the real me. The real me, essentially, when you hear some real music, you go, okay, I see what this is about. So I'm going to talk to your heart, and the people who listen, they turn to my supporters, you know what I'm saying? So it's always, whether you've never heard me before, you come to a show, you're like, okay, I got to find these people. So the underdogs, they're my supporters, man. You know, I get the main people in the place. But yeah, that's who my true supporters are, you know what I mean? Make a note, nigga, I'll eat your ass on any beat, you know what I mean? I mean that, but my real sound, like, it really, my, I got, like, heart music. Like, I believe, like, I can make 10 soul records. Like, I can talk directly to your soul and make you just be like, you know, this nigga on some shit. That's why, like, the people, they go to my party shit, they like the other records and shit, but they love the records that it's easy for me to write. I probably only got to write that shit. So, like, my sound is more, you know, I can't really say it sound like nobody or whatever, but, you know, I know 50 Cent, you've been out of Newport News and shit for a while, so you kind of got, like, people say I kind of, some shit sound like you and all that, but, you know, I'm just being me and shit, so overall, I got a whole different situation, because I don't think 50 Cent can make a song like I make with Akon, you know what I mean? And he's a great artist, but just my sound, you know what I mean?
Mama, I can help the kid off like the weekend. And I knock your boom, spike your eastwinds. Take a picture, exposure, indecent.
new NBA. I pop the disc in and put the song on replay. And then she backed it up like replay.
Thank you. see. Gotta let you know, you got a friend for you, and I can't let go.
I've been talking about politics for a few months now and Daddy Longstroke and what's going on with that. But, you know, something happened here this week in Minnesota and Minnesota. But something happened up here, and to me it was devastating. And I don't know about anybody else up here, but to me it was devastating. Tuesday, our only hip-hop radio station, well, we have two. We have one called KMOJ, or Kamoja for you old-timers, but it's more local, and you got to be close to the station to get it, you know, and they've always been R&B, hip-hop, more urban, you know what I'm saying, like, and they have, you know, the Quiet Storm at night, or late at night, and stuff like that. But this other station, B96.3, was our only, like, mainstream hip-hop station, and they brought pretty much all the hip-hop acts to Minnesota, to the Twin Cities. They promoted all those acts. They promoted the clubs. They were in the clubs, and they brought the hip-hop really to the club and everything. And as of Tuesday, they closed their doors and changed their format to Top 40. And when the station manager was asked why this was being done, he said, well, looking at the ratings, our radio station was number 12. And its competition was number 2. So I thought about that, and to me it was devastating, because it's a picture of what hip-hop is in America. It's a picture of where hip-hop is going in America. When the only hip-hop station in the state decides to just kill it because the ratings aren't good, what does that say about hip-hop? You know, and it's funny because...
Yo, this is your boy J-Dawg coming to you live on WTBPA Radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Now, you've been hearing me saying time and time again how history is made here at WTBPA Radio. And how it's made is just like this. In the middle of the year, you know what I'm saying, you heard, you know, a third-generation artist going up against a first-generation artist. Yo, we have been featuring a lot of great artists, a lot of great turning points. You know, artists such as 100 Watts, yo, my man Thuggy Man, Chocolate Chaser, you know what I'm saying, to name a few. Cannot forget the original Freestyle Battle King himself, a.k.a. Mr. Sheen, you know what I'm saying, doing the thing. But, yo, real talk, in the middle of the year, we warned you that, you know what I'm saying, you're on the verge of greatness. What you're going to hear tonight is the result. You're about to hear collaboration that took place from a freestyle. Just, you know, really to make sure that everybody understands. You know, this is what we're doing today. We're featuring these local artists that speak the flame to national artists that have changed the game. I now give you my man, Joe Baby. I'm Mark Martin. Join me on the show.
run this thing down like folk black times. Remember, you're locked in live at WTV, TV, radio, where we reach these local artists and speak.
Go out the belly. He just go like that. He just finna kill it like that. Okay, all right. You know what I'm saying? If that's what you feel. All I'm saying is, it is what it is. Remember, this is where they put it at radio, man. Y'all get your tape recorders ready. All right, CO. I'm gonna give it to you. I'm gonna let you come in on the one, two, ready, go.
Look, I'm the hottest MC, whether you like it or not. They say I got competition. This is a fight to the top. But I'm killing all competition. Like that, one shot for the shotty, blow a hole through your abdomen. Put the hawk out. Make sure you get the stab again. You can red, this you yellow, but it green like an African. The ball that I speak make niggas not even want to grab. I am the club.
And then you motherfuckers playing with my money. And I don't go like that, straight like that. I'm straight from cat. The fuck niggas get jacked. Don't bring a beat about a real nigga. A bitch, I been a caught a plane, boy. And fucking be here with you. I'm down with real niggas straight out the most. 4-3 chat town, nigga, if you ain't know. Know where they do that ass chat. Man, I said it 2 minute time. Kill these niggas with 2 minutes on 2 minute lane. 2 minute range. These niggas on real lane. And your flow was kinda dope. But really, what it sound like the shit that you wrote. For real? You ain't got no more.
This is a Where They Do That At Radio exclusive.
Beach Planet.
Yo, I'm over here
kicking it with the real fans, man. The real listeners. Got the ear to the streets, man. Key to the city. Supporting Lee from the legend. Hanging out where they do that at radio. J Dog, B Dub, B Room. I miss sports.
This is coming down through the audience. It looks like it just came out of the basement.
Traveling that
only on
UBRadio.net. Styles remix. We're worldwide when you're London with a cell we interfere. We're chilling in the hood in Egypt. Come up and tell me when you find love, don't leave it. There are couple shorty glimpse rolls and anemic. Get the D in the rubber truck, she warming up. I got a boyfriend stuff enough. Bulimic.
In fact, I never have been angry. I felt sorry for the people that treated our folks like that.
The Red Cross recorded more than 300 people had been killed. Newspapers listed almost 100 deaths, but city officials put the death toll at 36. 5 blocks of Black Tulsa was burned to the ground. Over 4,000 people were left homeless. Still, most of the people of Greenwood refused to leave.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth. Nothing else.
Yo, real talk. We want everybody to understand and know that, yo, this is WTDTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. We just want to give you one for your mind. Real talk, it is what it is. We do a lot of real, true shit around here on where they do that radio, but it's all about the urban experience. It's all about the movement. And real talk, you know what I'm saying? The movement is continuing to grow. It's continuing to become popular in the aspect of something that everybody definitely needs to take heed and get involved with. You can hit us up at 347-934-0318 to definitely continue to stay plugged in, locked in to all the things that are definitely popping off. You know, we got world events that's going on across the globe. Real talk, we got a Bangkok concert that's definitely getting ready to take place. Well, I ain't going to say a concert. We're going to say a tour. We're getting ready to take a lot of the local artists that you hear on where they do that radio and get ready to take them nationwide. But in this nationwide tour of these artists spitting the flame and changing the game, we're going to be talking about today is the day. And today is the day that we get an opportunity to definitely take back our communities through our music, through the culture itself. Real talk, we have that much influence that we can definitely make a positive change against all those things that are bringing a negative aspect to what we do. So if you're loving what you hear, you ain't seen nothing yet. All we ask you definitely is get involved, do what you do, get involved with you know, with where they do to that radio in terms of this movement, because it's much bigger than just the music. It's about you. It's about our children. It's about doing what's right and taking back this media to where it once was. You know what I'm saying? Because it's here for all of us to definitely use. So we got to definitely step into this thing and do what we do. I want to send a shout out to my girl V-Dub, my girl Beanie Weenie, Real Talk, my man Daryl out there holding it up, AR, the whole crew, Real Talk, you know what I'm saying? All the artists are definitely locked in on where they do to that radio. And yes, the fans. Now, Real Talk, without you guys. Yo, that's what it is. It's Trill. Yo, 22 million live, and the numbers are steady growing. Real talk, and the reason why it's growing, because they want to know what you're doing today. I'm going to say thank you, good night, and God bless. Real talk, you know what it is. Holla at your boy.